Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from Venezia 74, and I'm very pleased, honoured to be joined by director Samuel Mauz, who's presenting his film Foxtrot here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for calling me.
And I think you're here to win. I mean, I may be biased because I did watch the film last night and I thought it was terrific. But for the benefit of our listeners, maybe if you'd like to introduce it a little bit and tell us as much about it as you'd like, then we can start getting into the details of things.
Okay, so if I need to define my film in one sentence, I'll say that Foxtrot is a dance of a man with his fate. The film is, first of all, as far as I'm concerned, is first of all a philosophical puzzle that tries to crack this vague concept of what we call fate, through a story about a father and son. They are far away from each other, but despite the distance and the total separation between them, they change each other's fate and, of course, their fates. So the first challenge I set to myself was to deal with the gap between the things we control to those that beyond our control. I also try to create a story that will be relevant to, let's say, the crooked reality in which I and we live, as a film with a relevant statement, local and universal. It's also a film that deals with two generations, the first generation of the Holocaust survivors and the second generation, and each of them experienced trauma during his army service. You know, the endless traumatic situation.
Of course.
Part of it was forced upon us, and part of it could have been avoided. It's a drama about a family that breaks apart and reunites, a conflict between love and guilt, love that copes with an extreme emotional pain. And like in my previous film, Lebanon, I wanted to continue to investigate in an intensive manner that combines criticism and compassion, a human dynamic created in a closed unit.
Well, it's a great movie, Lebanon, as well, and thank you for mentioning it, because it is a wonderful film. But I definitely like this contrast between things we can control and things we can't control. And as a screenwriter as well, I noticed that the three-act structure is very well-defined, but also there are things within those acts that are somewhat unexpected, especially in the relationship between them. So I wondered, as a writer, does that come into play as well, the three-act structure and playing around with it?
So you basically ask me, why did I
choose
this division for two, three acts?
Exactly, yeah. And is it related to the theme of things that are beyond our control? Because the structure is controlled, and
yeah.
Yet there are things that are beyond the character's control, too, within it.
I think that you need to, if you want to create an uncontrolled situation, you need to be highly in control. But usually in the beginning of the process, I built an emotional journey I want the audience to experience during the film. Mm. So I told myself that the first sequence should choke and shake, the second should hypnotize, and the third should be moving. I felt that there is something round and complete in such an emotional process, and the division into three sequences helped me to control this process. Now, there are also other reasons.
Well, the atmosphere being one of them.
Yeah. And there is also other reasons. Each sequence reflects with its all cinematic tools, reflects the character that leads it. The first sequence reflects Michael's character. So it is a sharp sequence, cold, very graphic, symmetrical, made out of detached composition and long and accurating shots.
Yeah.
The third sequence, Daphna's sequence, is more... simple and loose, soft and warm. The mid sequence, Jonathan sequence, the army sequence, is floating a few inches above the ground like an inner world of a dreamy artist. And there is also the reason of a structure of a classic Greek tragedy in three acts.
Yeah,
that helped me to deliver my ideas. You know, a structure where the hero creates his own punishment and fight against anyone who tries to save him.
Yeah.
He obviously unaware to the outcome that his action will bring about. On the contrary, he is doing something that seemed like maybe right and logical to do.
Sure.
And that's exactly the difference between a casual coincidence to a coincidence that looks like a plan of fate. I mean, chaos is settled. The punishment corresponds with the scene in its exact form.
Right. And it's almost, I could also notice a sense of irony, too, in the situation.
And exactly, and there is also the element of irony that is always associated with fate.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to chat with you some more about the handling of this atmosphere, especially with the cinematography. And I did notice that there was differences between that divided the three-act structure more clearly. But I'd also, we should talk about the acting as well, which is fantastic. And, I mean, how did you work with the actors of this film? Because the performances are very powerful and they're also very important.
Yes, because I told to myself that, you know, imagine yourself 10 shooting days, 7 in the morning till 7 in the evening, and you have to play someone whose son died 1, 2, or 3 hours ago. And I want to see it in your eyes every single moment and to believe you,
yeah.
You know, because you see many scenes that someone tells someone that someone died, and in most of the times you flew with it, but you're not really believe it, and I want you to believe it. So listen, I have my ways, I mean, to work with the actors, and basically for this film I don't turn the camera off between the takes. I just say first position, sometimes make a brief comment and do another take. I'm talking during the shot. I stress the actor. I described him what he's going through and what he feels, and I do it in a very intensive way and very personally, but in the character context, of course. So I can say that I turn the shot into a session. The actor does not know when the cut will release him until he does not care anymore, because I believe that when you are going through a difficulty, physical or emotional difficulty, even extreme difficulty, at some point you will get to a stage that you are just there and live the moment. This is a quiet, primitive method, but it produces fruits.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for talking to us about it. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have left, but I wish you all the best. Incredible movie.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.